I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Ukulele Master Jake Shimabukuro has been at the forefront of a wave of new interest in the instrument and has personally taken it into stylistic territory far beyond the standard. His most recent CD is Grand Ukulele, which ranges from orchestral arrangements to rock and jazz and solo pieces, all produced by Alan Parsons. Jake will be live in a solo performance at the McDonald Theater in Eugene this evening, and he joins us live in the KLCC studios. Nice to see you again, Jake.
Oh, it's great to be back. Thank you so much.
It's been a year or two since I've seen you last. What have been the highlights of that last year musically for you?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. You know, we've been touring a lot, and I love performing. I love traveling, and I think since the, last year, you know, we were promoting the new record. You know, I released the Grand Ukulele record, so we had the Grand Ukulele tour, and it was just mainly, you know, so it was a solo performance with, you know, playing songs off of the new record. But this year we have a new tour. It's called the Uke Nations Tour, and so tonight's show will be very different from the last time I was here. We have it's a lot of fun. You know, I brought multiple ukuleles with me, you know, to just kind of showcase the different types of ukes, and then I have a bassist with me, a bassist friend named Rich Glass from Nashville, so he'll be joining me on a few songs as well, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, you have an uke in your hands here, so tell me about this one and what you're going to play on it for us.
Well, this is the newest ukulele, I guess, to my collection. It's a Kamaka tenor, and I started playing this one in February, and it's been breaking in really nicely, and I've been so happy with it, want to play a song on it?
Absolutely.
Sure. All right. Well, here's one that I'll most likely play tonight. This is one of my favorite pieces, and it's a song. It's a traditional Hawaiian song. It's a very traditional Hawaiian piece, and I'll probably play this tonight. But it's a song entitled Hi'ilawe. So just to kind of give you an idea of the music I grew up listening to and what I started playing when I was a kid.
Jake Shimabukuro, live in the KLCC studios and live tonight at the McDonald Theater in Eugene, a traditional Hawaiian piece there. Hawaiian music often has story behind it and visuals and so on. What's the translation of that title, and is there story behind that song?
Yeah, well, Hi'ilawe is a very famous waterfall you know, on the Big Island. And I've actually been there. And it's always been one of my, it's a classic, you know, Hawaiian tune. But, you know, really when I got to see the waterfalls, you know, when I was a kid, I mean, that's when it really made an impact.
So how did you change that song from traditional to making it your own when you've made it your own?
Well, I mean, you know, the style that I just, you know, played it, it's more of the, it's definitely more in the traditional, you know, style of playing. And because, you know, that's what I started out. I started out playing very traditional Hawaiian music. You know, it wasn't until I was a teenager that I started to branch out into, you know, different genres. And I remember, you know, I would listen to like old records of like, Segovia or, you know, like these great, great flamenco, you know, guitar records. And, you know, so I'd come up with things like, you know, and then, you know, listening to guitar, electric guitar players, you know, and learning some blues riffs, things like. And then, you know, just coming up with, you know, listening to different types of instruments like the piano. You know, and just really anything that I could get my ears on. And then it started to, you know, then it would challenge me to come up with different techniques and different ways to play the instrument, you know, so I could capture, you know, I could kind of capture the essence of different styles of music.
When you're translating different styles of music from other instruments to the ukulele, are there particularly kinds of music that work better than others? I know the uk has a different range than many of the instruments you're just describing, but it's not really a limitation per se, correct? That the uk is highly capable.
Yeah, it's you know, it definitely it has its limitations. You know, the lowest note on the ukulele is the third string, which is C, or like middle C on the piano. And then I have a C, one C above that, and then I have one more C way up here on the top. So, you know, the range of the ukulele is only about two octaves, which is a very small portion of the piano.
Yes.
And but, you know, but it's but to me it's great because you can take most melodies, especially pop melodies, all fall within a two octave range. I mean, you know, you unless you're dealing with classical music or something, you're not going to fall out of that range. So, you know, if you find the right key to do the song in, you can usually cover the full the melody in its correct intervals, right? But sometimes when a song stretches outside of the range of the ukulele, that's when you have to get a little creative and, you know, find ways to maybe play it an octave lower or an octave higher, you know, depending on where you're going. But that's when you really have to put some thought into this, a lot of time and thought into the arrangement, because, you know, you don't want the range of the ukulele to kind of you don't want to have to compromise the tune because of that. So you try to find, you know, creative ways, like, you know, using artificial harmonics and, you know, things like that. You can do a lot of different things on the instrument to kind of make up for that, you know. And then because, like you said, you know, the ukulele is limited in a lot of ways. But, you know, so as, you know, when I was younger, I realized that it's not just about the notes that I have, but, you know, but music is so much more than that, you know. So if I can start taking advantage, you know, if I can start really figuring out ways to expand the dynamics of the instrument and really increase the timbre and the color, you know, of the different ways that I can play a note, you know, you're expanding your palette and the range of sound, you know, that you can create, you know, increases.
Jake Simabukuro, live in the KLCC studios, live at the McDonald Theater tonight in Eugene. Feel like playing another song for us?
Yeah, sure. Well, here's an example of, I think, you know, using different techniques to really expand on the timbre and color of the instrument. This is a Japanese folk song called Sakura Sakura, and here I'm trying to mimic the tonal properties of a Japanese koto.
Jake Shimabukuro live in the KLCC studios, live at the McDonald Theater in Eugene tonight, and then heading up to Seattle and Portland and Spokane, among other places, as the Yuk Nation tour continues. Well, Jake, you were the subject of a documentary film. I believe it was called Life on Four Strings, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And that'll be reshown on PBS upcoming soon in early May.
Yeah.
What was it like to be the subject of a film? Was that a comfortable experience?
No, definitely not. You know, when they first approached me, it was CAM, you know, Center for Asian American Media, and they're based in San Francisco. Don Young, the producer of the documentary, you know, he approached me and said, "Hey, we want to do this film on you. Would you be interested?" And I said, "Wait, me? Are you sure you got the right guy?" And they said, "Yeah, we think your story is, you know, very interesting." So I said, "Oh, okay, yeah, I mean, I'd be honored." And, you know, and there's they found this really amazing young, talented director in LA named Tad Nakamura, Tadashi Nakamura. And so we got together and we shot. It took us about, well, they basically followed me around and shot for about 2 years. And, you know, in that time, they captured so much. and the first, I got to admit, the first 6 months, it was really hard. I mean, it was, you know, when you have a camera, when you know you have cameras on you all the time, it's hard to be natural. And they just say, you know, just be natural. Just pretend we're not here. Pretend we're not here. I'm like, I don't know how to do that, you know? But after, like, yeah, after the first 6 months, it got a lot easier to just to ignore the camera and just go on my regular routine and do whatever it is that I do. I remember one thing that was frustrating the camera crew is whenever I'd walk through a door, you know, they'd be following me and I'd be walking down the hall, you know, maybe I'm backstage or something, and I'd walk through the door and I'd always hold the door open for the cameraman because I know they're behind me and then, you know, they'd always have to stop. Like, they'd be like, no, Jake, just let the door close, you know, pretend we're not here, you know, because I'm holding the door open for them. So it took me a long time to just, you know, to stop doing that and just, you know, because I feel so rude, you know, just closing the door on them. But it was a great experience. And what I really loved was, what I really appreciated was the way that they incorporated my family into the film, you know, because the family, my family is the biggest part of, you know, my life, and they're the most important thing to me. And I wouldn't be able to do this, you know, if it weren't for them. So, you know, they interviewed my mom and you know, they were supposed to interview my dad, but my dad is so camera shy, so he refused to be on camera. But my brother, and then of course my wife, and a lot of people that I worked with over the years. So it's really great to see them all get involved, you know, because they really are the driving force behind everything that I do.
Can see the documentary Life on Four Strings on PBS on May 9th on various places across the country. Jake Simabukuro live in the KLCC studios live tonight at the McDonald Theater in Eugene. Have one more song for us?
Yeah, sure. Well, this is the this is kind of what prompted the documentary. It was a little YouTube clip that went viral a few years ago, and it's really what started, you know, this whole thing. So we talk about that in the documentary as well. So but here's George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Thank you.
Jake Shimabukuro live in the KLCC studios. Little ukulele weeps there. 12 million hits on YouTube or something for that now? Amazing. He's live tonight at the McDonald Theater in Eugene as well. Doors opening at 7, touring behind Grand Ukulele. For more information, McDonaldTheater.com. And for more on Jake, JakeShimabukuro.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen. Thank you so much for coming in, Jake.
Oh, thank you very much. Aloha.